Chapter 2. Up in the Air. Even at 33,000 feet, Pope Benedict XVI had an understated way of making an entrance. Dressed in his best white cassock, his hair recently trimmed for the trip, the pontiff glided quietly into the coach section of his plane and stood in front of the bulkhead, smiling wanly at the 65 journalists who accompanied him on the Volo Papale from Rome to Sao Paulo, Brazil. To his side, nervous technicians from Vatican Radio held a microphone, hoping they had made the right connections after 45 minutes of fiddling with speakers, jacks, and wires. Benedict, not one for standing around idly, launched into an impromptu riff about the purpose of his journey and the future of Christianity in Latin America. The microphone finally worked, to the relief of the technicians, and the Pope's first airborne press conference was rolling. I had what should have been a pretty good seat, about 10 feet from the Pope on the right side of the plane. But I now noticed that the PA system was set up on the plane's left aisle, which meant the microphone would never make it over to my side for questions. Moreover, the Vatican had reserved the first 3 rows of seating for photographers. It was pretty much standard procedure to favor TV and photo people over print journalists on these trips. So even from my prime perch, a jungle of cameras obscured my view, and a fuzzy boom mic was in my face. I felt a fleshy pressure from behind. A newspaper correspondent from Brazil had climbed halfway up my back for a better view. Looking down at my seat, I saw that one of her stack heels was planted firmly on the cover of my laptop. I tugged on her sleeve. "That's my computer." She moved her foot to the seat cushion, simultaneously digging an elbow deeper into my shoulder. It was a Wednesday morning in May 2007, and for those of us on the